Today, Soft Rock Warm, 101.3. And this morning, we are sharing the warmth with the Verona Street Animal Society. We have the Executive Director, Mary Jones, on the line. A pleasant good morning to you. How are you doing?
I am doing well. Thank you for having me.
Is it fun to be around all the animals?
It is fun to be around the animals, of course. How could it not be?
I know. How could it not be?
Right.
I have to tell you, I have a special affinity because, we got a dog from there for my mom once about, 10, 12 years ago. Maybe even longer than that. And my father used to work in that building when it was a sheet metal shop going back into like the 60s.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, there's a lot of history.
I know. And right across the street, you're at Brown Square Park?
Mm-hmm.
My father proposed to my mother at Brown Square Park.
Oh, look at you.
I know.
Oh, kinds of Tony.
I know. So, the Animal Society, you have a lot of animals there, and obviously you try to adopt them out, correct? And how many do you serve? Do you have a rough number? How many you serve, like a year? How many animals get adopted out?
Well, you know, I'm a few thousand, but as you can imagine, this past year, COVID has thrown, a little bit of wrench into our works, and we've had to pivot a bit on how we are doing, traditional animal sheltering.
Yeah.
So, we really are leaning a lot on our foster homes now for the animals.
Is it tough to get people to foster?
There's a challenge there. I mean, it's definitely a commitment for, both cats and dogs. But we do have a lot of what we call foster fails, which is a good thing. The foster home, you ends up falling in love with that animal that they've opened.
That's what would happen to me. I would be like, I'll take all of them. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
that's funny.
I mean, that's a win-win for everybody. Yeah. But that creates a situation where we constantly have, are recruiting for foster homes.
You know what? So before we get into other things that you need, but if you need fostering, people could go to the website?
That's correct. The website is vsas.org, and there's information about fostering on there.
So what else do you need besides foster parents? So do you call them foster parents?
Sure. Foster caregivers, foster parents.
Okay.
Well, the financial need is ever present, but there are definitely other ways, becoming a volunteer, a foster volunteer. We do need volunteers to become dog walkers, although again, because of COVID, we are our process is a bit looks a bit different than it did. We also need supplies for the animals.
And do you get any funding from the state or the city?
Verona Street is a separate entity, and we do not receive city or state funding. So we're funded entirely by private donations.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. And if they went to the vsag.org, could they help out donating there?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Beautiful. Well, we wish you all the luck, and we thank you for taking a couple moments this morning. Give all those dogs a nice big hug and kiss for us, okay?
Thank you.
Mary Jones, the Executive Director of the Verona Street Animal Society. Good luck. Thanks again. If there's an organization you would like us to share the warmth with, just drop me an email at tony@warm1013.com.